This podcast is part of the Tremula Network, adventure and outdoor podcasts off the beaten track. To find out more, head to tremula.network or find us on socials. Hello and welcome to On the Outside, the podcast sharing diverse views on what's happening outdoors. And this is an outdoor news roundup for the 10th of June, 2023. Hello everyone, it's Francesca Tarauskas again, and it's been a busy couple of months for me in my podcast work away from On the Outside. I've been writing articles, hosting panels, and of course creating podcast episodes, as well as running Tremula Network's new Outdoors Podcast Club. Thank you to Annie, Anesu, and Kathy for taking to the microphone whilst I've been resting from hosting duties. It's been great to hear the stories they've chosen to talk about. And today I'm back with a few of the stories that have caught my eye for this outdoor news roundup. And it's a busy one, so let's get cracking. The Black Trail Runners have announced a second year of their Black to the Trails event. They'll be heading back to Dunstable Downs on Sunday, the 12th of May, 2024. Black to the Trails made history last month as the UK's first trail running event designed, directed, and run by Black trail runners for Black people, people of colour, and white allies who want to do their bit to diversify the UK trail running scene. There were three distances, a 1K, a 5K, and a 10K, designed to encourage all ages and abilities to take part in trail running. Alongside the runs themselves were a number of complementary activities, including circus skills, giant bubbles, sports activities, kite flying, as well as food and music, reflecting the organisation's culture. For those who couldn't attend in person, the Black to the Trails virtual 5K on Strava had an incredible 250,000 sign-ups. In an Instagram post, photographer Simon Roberts called the event a real landmark occasion etched into the history books with moments, stories and experiences. This was a huge effort from many volunteers, run crews, partners, sponsors, and beyond. An open letter signed by more than 139 organisations has urged Labour leader Keir Starmer not to U-turn on his party pledge to ban North Sea oil and gas. The Labour leader is due to give a speech in Scotland later this month, which will unveil his net zero energy policies, including the plan to ban all North Sea oil and gas licences. The promise is a key part of Labour's environmental platform and has been welcomed by many campaigners from inside and outside the environmental sector. But it has caused anger among business and political leaders in the northeast of Scotland, where the oil industry is strong. RSPB, Save the Children and Protect Our Winters are among the organisations who have signed the letter. The letter was released days before the Labour Party announced it was scaling back on plans to borrow £28 billion a year to invest in green jobs and industry. They said they need to scale back and focus on the party's fiscal credibility. The Scottish Government has pledged to raise awareness of the risks from wildfires following a massive blaze in the Highlands. Siobhan Brown, the Community Safety Minister, made the commitment in response to a wildfire in Cannock, in the hills above Loch Ness. There were suggestions the fire was started by wild campers. The Cannock wildfire began on the 28th of May and at the time of recording is still not under control. It could be the largest wildfire in the UK on record, and satellite images from NASA have shown the smoke. Wildfires are getting far more regular in Britain, and there have already been a large number across the country this year, including in the Peak District, the Yorkshire Moors, and Surrey, which has had more than 80 wildfires already this year. The UK's firefighting service has announced it is setting up specialist units to tackle wildfires. Matt Rack, the Fire Brigades Union General Secretary, called for more funding from the government, saying, Rising temperatures and the systemic underfunding of fire and rescue service are a recipe for destruction. The Nan Shepherd Prize 2023 is now open for submissions. The prize opens up every 2 years to previously unpublished writers based in the UK and Ireland who consider themselves underrepresented in nature writing. The winner receives a £10,000 publishing contract with Canongate Books. This includes editorial mentoring as well. Previous winners are Marcelle Farrell and her book Uprooting, which is about finding home in an English country garden after moving from Trinidad, and Nina Minjaya Powell's Small Bodies of Water, which explores everything from migration and family to the ancient lunar solar calendar. Submissions for the Nan Shepherd Prize are open until the 17th of July. The Gold Coast Ocean Fest takes place next weekend in Croyd Bay, North Devon. Ocean Fest has been running for more than 2 decades and brings together music, surfing and culture in a 3-day event on North Devon's Golden Coast. This year's music acts include Dread Zone and Dizzy Rascal, and events include surf competitions, a rock ball ramble, and a 2-minute beach clean. The Wave Wahinis will be there running their Wave Wahinis Summer Slide, which is the first dedicated women and girls surf contest in the UK. Tickets are still available and links are in our newsletter, or you can get them via wavewahinis.co.uk. If you are attending the National Cycling Show next weekend, our panellist Vedangi Kulkarni is speaking. Her talk is called Rookie, A Journey in Mountain Biking, and she'll be talking about, you guessed it, getting into mountain biking. And lastly, if you are in Gloucestershire tomorrow, you could see Britain's rarest buttercup. The Badgeworth Nature Reserve near Cheltenham is open to the public for 1 day only on Sunday the 11th of June. And visitors can look for the rare adder's tongue spearwort, affectionately known as the Badgeworth Buttercup. Just don't pick them to hold under someone's chin and test if they like butter. The reserve is closed to the public for the other 364 days of the year to prevent such things from happening. Those are these stories for this episode. You can find links to all of those and more in our newsletter. If you're not currently getting that in your inbox, you can sign up at ontheoutsidepodcast.co.uk/newsletter. And if you have any stories you would like us to share, please tag us on social media at ontheoutsidepod or send us an email to ontheoutsidepod@gmail.com. We will do our best to share as many as we can. This episode of On the Outside was produced, written and hosted by me, Francesca Tarauskas. On the Outside artwork is created by Sophie Nolan. Music is Bass Beats by Alex Norton. And you have been our listener. Thank you very much for listening.